This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, welcome into the first Monday of June, and apparently it's going to feel like it a little bit later today. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mark. That is Kim St. Ange, Ethan Bright in here this morning, and we'll get to Sue Thomas here for you very shortly. Yeah, gorgeous day yesterday. Hopefully you'll get out and enjoy that. Today you're going to realize that the first hot hell of summer is coming. It's going to be 90 degrees before the day is over. Isn't that great?
Well, we don't have the humidity like we will get later on in July and August, and so, I'll be complaining about it.
To all of us who complain all the time about how cold it is in this studio, it must be 85 in here this morning, wouldn't you think?
I think the people, whoever had some say in how 81. Hot it is, they're just making sure we're ready to go.
They're helping us
ease into today's weather.
81 in the studio this morning. Not sure what the hell is going on down
here. I'm like a 90-year-old. I think it feels fantastic in here.
Wait a minute. Now, it's been a few years, but when my wife was pregnant, she was hot all the time.
No, I'm hot.
How can you be liking this?
I'm hot at night, but this actually is cozy to me.
Oh, Ethan and I are like 81 degrees in the studio. I don't mind when it's cold because you can always bundle up. But when it's hot in here.
So if you're watching the Facebook feed, are you trying to say that both of you will be taking your shirts off?
No.
That's the last thing they want to see.
Nobody wants to see that. That's for sure. All right. Thank you, Matthew. I appreciate that. Nobody wants to see that. So don't you worry. Wow. What'd you do this weekend? Do you have any fun?
What did I do this weekend? I went to see some friends. They had a baby. And what else did we do? I did not swim, but my husband and son swam in the pool for the first time. Too cold for me.
Yeah.
What did you guys do?
No. Nothing fun. We did go to...
Nothing fun? Is that what you just said?
To a neighbor's pool briefly, but a lot of it was like yard work and things like that. Little health scare with my mom, but she's okay, so everything's all good.
Glad she's okay.
And everything was fine. I've been following this breaking news from overnight out of Boulder, Colorado, and you know, here's again, the mainstream media will never ever disappoint you. If this was a group of black people parading through downtown Boulder and a crazy white guy was screaming racist rants at them and throwing fire bombs, CNN would have had the hate crime label on this immediately because it was a pro-Palestine protester screaming from the river to the sea and you're killing my people, bombing Jews who happen to be walking for the peaceful release of hostages. CNN says it's premature to call this a hate crime.
And let's see how many of these mainstream media outlets will talk about how he supposedly, the suspect, was in the country illegally.
Yes, he was. Of course he was. That just seemed it just par for the course. CNN trots out Andrew McCabe, of all people, like the failed former assistant director of the FBI who oversaw Crossfire Hurricane and the fake Steele dossier. And my question is still every day I see him why he's not in prison. I don't understand that. Instead, he gets to make a fortune as a commentator on CNN. And they trot him out and he says whatever they want him to say during incidents like this, because yesterday he was one of the ones saying, well, I think it's a little early to be calling it a hate crime. I don't understand why the FBI would be saying that. Well, it's because we have two ears and a brain, Andrew, because you would have, if it was the other situation, that's what you would have been calling it. What a shame. That really is just a shame. Also, I will have to tell you, I've got some information that I think, I don't know. I'll gauge your reaction to it this morning on social media, and maybe we'll open up the phone lines because I haven't heard this news. I'll find out if Kim is shocked by this as well. And that is sort of what's been going on up in North St. Louis in terms of threats to first responders. I've not seen the mainstream media reporting on this. I don't know if it's because they're not reading the police reports, if they've heard it and they're just withholding the information, and that's not unheard of. That there have been situations like that many times I've covered in the past. I remember Kim, when I was probably in the mid 90s, there was a gang initiation going on in St. Louis where in order to get in this gang, you had to drive by and shoot out a pane of glass in the walkway for the Science Center. And we had the story ready to go with it, and the powers that be didn't want that story getting out in the public, and they killed the story at Channel 4. Swear to God, I had every time I drove by there and saw another bullet hole, I'd have a photographer go down there and get a shot of it for me.
What was the reasoning?
I had multiple evidence of different panes of glass being shot out. They were afraid people wouldn't come to the Science Center if they knew it was being shot at as a gang initiation. Now, most of it was happening at night where there's nobody in there, but they squelched the story. And I disagreed with it at the time. I complained loudly, and it got me nowhere. So we didn't ever end up doing that story, which is a shame. I wonder what's going on here. I don't know why they would hesitate to report the truth of what's going on up there, but we're going to talk more about that coming up here in just a few minutes. We've got a good show for you today. Fittingly, Hans von Spakovsky on this Monday morning because we got big decisions coming out of the Supreme Court. It's June. We're down to the last 2 weeks of the session. We had a decision on Friday, which benefited the Trump administration. We've got several more big ones that we're expecting to hear from, particularly on trade and his ability to impose tariffs. So we're going to get to that with Hans coming up here early on in the 6 o'clock hour. Bill Igel a little later on the special session that starts today. Joe Vaccaro on this insurance issue in the city where they withhold part of the payment. And he can kind of explain why they did that to begin with and whether or not he thinks they need to lift that policy during this emergency. I don't know that they do, to be honest with you. We'll talk to Joe in the 7 o'clock hour. Right now, Ethan, let's go ahead and get to our shortlist, if you don't mind. Thank you.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
You can see that I'm mentally incompetent and I can't walk, and I can beat the hell out of both of them.
Joe Biden still got the same throwaway lines when they asked him this weekend. What do you say about the book that says you were out of it for the last half of your presidency? I'll beat the hell out of both of them. I'll take them behind the woodshed. Remember he used to say that about Trump? That's his favorite throwaway line.
I had never seen him and walked away thinking he can't do this anymore. He was always on top of his brief.
You never saw any cognitive decline?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky, not once.
Bill Clinton, the liar in chief, back at it again for some reason out there defending Joe Biden's dementia.
There are no Medicaid cuts in the Big Beautiful Bill. We're not cutting Medicaid. We're reducing fraud, waste, and abuse that is rampant in Medicaid.
Yeah, thank you very much there, Speaker Johnson, for continuing to speak the truth. Because the mainstream media in this country has the list of talking points, and that's all they repeat over and over and over again.
So you normally get the local people getting way ahead on motive and the FBI saying, we don't have it yet. You now have the opposite here. And until we know that the victims were members of that organ of the Jewish event, we don't have the nexus. And
yeah, Juliet Kayyem, who's supposed to be some sort of a terrorism expert, is on CNN last night, 3 or 4 hours after this event in Boulder, Colorado, with a straight face looking into the camera. Now, bear in mind at this point, there's plenty of internet video of the guy ranting at the Jews. That you're killing my people, river to the sea. He's clearly pro-Palestine. The people involved in this were people marching peacefully for the release of the rest of the hostages from Gaza. And this guy's ranting at them, and then he lights Molotov cocktails and starts chucking it at them. But there's nothing to see here, Juliet Kayyem wants you to know. And if you see any tweets from the FBI, you should ignore them. This is the kind of crap. And Andy McCabe basically said the same thing. The guy that used to run the FBI under James Comey. Said basically the same thing.
Yeah, and what I'm seeing from Fox is that this terror suspect is an Egyptian national who was here in the United States, came in during the Biden administration, and so that would have been, he arrived, they're saying, this is Bill Malusian from Fox News, saying he arrived at LAX on 8/27/2022, and he was given some visa at that point, but then, of course, he overstayed it, never left. Then he filed some sort of claim, some asylum claim. And then on 2023, Biden administration gave him some work authorization, but that expired March of this year.
He's a Egyptian, correct?
That's what they're. That's what Fox News is reporting.
Came here from Egypt and got a temporary, like, one-year visa and was supposed to leave after that. And of course, we didn't follow up on any of that because we don't know how to operate Google Calendar, which will give you reminders when something's going on a year out. All you have to do is set the reminder. But ICE and Customs Enforcement didn't do that under the Biden administration. So this guy's here. He's angry. What do you think he's afraid of? Why do you think he doesn't want to go back to his home country? He just wants to stay and change America. This is part of the problem. We'll continue to talk a little bit more about that. And I'll mention what I learned about what's going on up here in North St. Louis. That the media, if they've reported it, tell me. Because I can't be everywhere all the time. Maybe there was a blurb on the news and I just didn't see it. But I would love to know your reaction to the truth that I'm about to drop on you from several local members of law enforcement who I haven't seen this anywhere else. So I'm going to get to all that and more for you coming up here in just a minute on this first Monday in the month of June. Ethan, let's get to our national anthem. Welcome back. Hats off to all the volunteers who are still out there helping with the cleanup in North City. I just can't say enough about them. We got the links up on our website You can help support your troops as well by going to Munganast and dropping off goods as well. Dave Munganast Honda, it's on the wall here behind me. They're right there on that 5900 block of South Lindbergh. You can take supplies there, non-perishable items and stuff, and you can drop it off, baby items, food, cleaning products, that sort of thing. I mean, there is a monumental effort going on, and the media is doing a pretty good job of covering it. I'm glad about that, and we would encourage you to continue to support those efforts. Now, that said, Kim, have you seen any media reports on the continued threats to first responders? And I include the Ameren linemen in that description. They're the ones that when storms hit, they have to go in and reattach these power lines. And in many cases, the poles broke and they're having to reset those and then go up and hook everything back up. Have you heard anything at all about threats to them?
No, this is the first time.
Have you, Ethan? I don't know if you've heard any coverage of this or not.
Not that I've heard of.
So some friends of mine who are in the police department are like, listen, you need to understand what's going on up here, right? He said that quite frankly, it's bad. And he says this is the linemen are getting shot at.
Oh my gosh.
While they're up on the poles, or they think they're being shot at when they're up on the poles. He says it's a combination of things, but what's happened is that like every few minutes they're getting 911 calls. As you would if you were, I mean, let's face it, if you live in a quiet community where the background noise you hear at night is birds and crickets and not gunfire, you would be a little unnerved if you heard shots popping off in the next block. It might be hard to determine if they're shooting at you or they're just shooting at each other. I mean, you might not know. And that would be a little unnerving. Well, apparently what's happening up here is that a lot of these linemen, they're up 60 feet in the air trying to repair a line. They hear automatic gunfire on the street next to them or two streets away. Well, what are you going to do? What this is doing is it's slowing down the emergency response, because when that happens, understandably, those linemen are lowering their bucket and they're running for cover and they're calling the police up there. Well, the police are overworked as it is. Nobody's had any time off. It's forced overtime right now. The National Guard God bless all of you in the National Guard, but the rules of engagement are the National Guard can't lift a finger. All they can do is call the police. So the National Guard's been put up there, but it's like Barney Fife with a bullet in the pocket. They're not allowed to do anything.
Well, they're just really there to organize.
There's the Barney Fife reference again for you.
They're just there to organize the debris collection sites.
Right.
And I had heard that, maybe I'm off on this, but I thought I'd heard that.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Sarah Spencer, the reason why only 40, I think it was like 41 National Guardsmen showed up in St. Louis was because she didn't want people to feel in North City that it was being like over-policed. She didn't want too big of a presence because of, I guess, it being maybe intimidating.
Yeah.
I think people would rather have the help.
People would rather have the help. And I mean, that I just think it's sad. I have not heard that. If this is true, what I'm hearing is that about a third of the police available resources are committed full time to the disaster area, and therefore they don't have the people to run on other calls. So you're called to 911 depending on the seriousness of the issue. Unless somebody's been murdered, there's a pretty good chance there's not going to be an extra officer to send your way, because the resources have all been focused up there where they're trying to protect the linemen. I don't know if anybody's told this story. I haven't heard it anywhere. I've watched coverage on Channel 5, on Channel 4 for sure. I don't always check Channel 2's website as often, but I've got it on my phone. I see alerts. I've not seen this reported. This is a big story. It's a big story. And you feel bad for them. I mean, the Highway Patrol's trying to help out. Here's the attitude from some of the police, and I kind of get this. If you work in that environment, hearing gunshots is an everyday occurrence in North City. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of the day, evening, middle of the night, you hear it. And maybe you get a little immune to it. But these linemen are scared for their lives because they're hearing it all over the place up there. And it's a serious situation. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Kim on the Whim. Next hour, Hans von Spakovsky from Heritage. Stay tuned.
Kim on a Whim.
The cleanup continues in California months after wildfires raged in that area, but for many, the rebuilding process is moving too slowly. In one community, only 10 out of 500 permit applications have been approved.
Is that not crazy? The percentage of applications that have been approved so far? That was in the Altadena area, which, as you know, the Altadena fire, they named it, that was one of the worst. There
right.
were about eight or so fires that did extensive damage for basically the entire month of January. Here we are now at the beginning of June, and people are still just waiting and waiting and waiting. And I think about how this then could relate to St. Louis, as people in North City, and not just North City, I know that was obviously the hardest hit area, but you also had people who had damage in Clayton and University City, areas like that, who could be waiting months in order to get this permit process through. L.A. County, I should say L.A. County, the unincorporated part of it, there's a new online portal or online dashboard, whatever, where they're trying to update people in real time on the permitting progress. Listen to the statistic. It says, according to this, it says the number of rebuild applications received, 659. The number of building permits issued, 16. That's pathetic. A number of people, including Mandy Moore, who, you know, actress, singer, she had her home destroyed by one of the fires, and she was going off on social media about the red tape. She's like, you guys have made it so ridiculously impossible for anyone to rebuild their lives. I understand there are plenty of things that they have to, checks and balances that they have to have in place. You can't just have anyone start building without having some sort of a permit. I get that. But at what point does it become absolutely ridiculous that it's taking this long?
I don't know. And, you know, the thing about it is if we go back, and I could probably pull the sound up here from the archives, Donald Trump chewed him out when he was out there right after it happened in front of the mayor and everybody else. Like, this isn't that difficult. You don't tie this up in months of bureaucracy. You give people the approval they need to go in and clean their property up and get it rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it at the time, and they acted like he didn't know what he was talking about. And here we are. I know he's got a lot going on, but somebody needs to make the Trump administration aware of this. I'm surprised, like, the people in Hollywood, a lot of them were directly affected by this. Why are they not calling out Karen Bass mm-hmm. onto the mat over this?
Yeah. And apparently within the next week, people in that area are going to start being fined if they don't have all the debris cleaned up. Because I can understand why, you know, the city, the county, they don't want it, like in this case here in St. Louis with the tornado, the city doesn't want to get stuck with the damage if people just say, look, it's not even worth it to try to rebuild. I'm just going to leave. And then they just have the debris sitting there for months on end and it's up to the city to clean it. But that is interesting to me. It's like, how long is that? And I don't know the answer. I was trying to research all this yesterday, specifically as it relates to St. Louis, how long people have to get the debris cleaned up. You have so many organizations trying to go in and clean everything up, cut these massive trees down, pick up all the bricks. It's going to take a while.
Yes.
And some people, as we've talked about, many people, in fact, wasn't it like 60% of the people did not have insurance, home insurance, which we'll be talking about later. I know you were mentioning how we have that interview with one of the former St. Louis aldermen at 7:20 this morning about how the city withholds, as part of a city ordinance that is allowed under state law in Missouri, the city withholds up to 25% of the insurance payout to basically guarantee that the people actually use that money to rebuild instead of just taking it and running and saying, this isn't even worth it.
I would be stunned if they don't have something similar in California. Maybe not. But to your point, I don't know what the exclusions are out there. Like, if you live in a... like, if your house catches on fire, you should be covered. But my guess is they've got language in there that says something like, this is not covered. If it's an act of God. Is a wildfire an act of God? If they find out that it was started by an individual, well, it's not. If it was started by lightning, is it an act of God? If it wiped out an entire neighborhood, do insurance companies have the right to say, we don't have to cover that because it was an act of God? Like, if you live in a floodplain and it just keeps flooding, after a while, they don't want to give you insurance. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. There's a lot of problems out there, but the bureaucracy should not be one of them. If there's federal money available for these people and it's just a matter of getting a permit to clean their property up so they can rebuild, that's a shame.
And are there even enough companies out there who can, like, contractors? I know there's a lot of contractors, but are there enough contractors or companies that can come in and get these homes rebuilt and these businesses rebuilt in a timely fashion? I mean, I wonder what the timeline will be for the cleanup in St. Louis, because really, when you compare it to the devastation in California, it's not, I mean, California was really, really widespread.
So it's interesting. I got a phone call from someone who I've known for a long time. She is a Republican. She's been a longtime conservative activist. She's also African American, and she's been very vocal in her support of North City through all of this. And now she's very vocal in her support of what Mayor Kara Spencer has done so far. Her name is Nicole Jenkins. I've had her on the show. She has now formed her own organization that supports veterans, right? Veterans Health. And she was telling me that she doesn't think the gravity of the expense has sunk in. They're desperately worried, she said, that not enough federal money is going to come into St. Louis to help them rebuild. Now, this gets to this insurance issue that we'll talk to Joe Vaccaro about. For a lot of these folks, they've sort of been trapped in North City. The ones that don't have insurance for sure now are they're gambled. They're out of luck. And I wonder if that's not the case for some of these folks in California. Mm-hmm. But the concern is if they get a check from the federal government for some value of their property, if it doesn't have strings attached saying the money has to be spent on Cass Street or whatever the street is they live on in North St. Louis, they might just take the money and relocate. Because if you had suddenly an opportunity to get the hell out of there, you probably would. And I think their concern is if this doesn't happen soon enough, they have a big homeless problem right now. And a lot of these people are going to move and just abandon their properties because they have no hope of getting them rebuilt.
There's already so many abandoned properties in North City.
Right.
I mean, think about, I don't know if you've driven through East St. Louis recently. It's not a place I like to go, but I have been there just covering news stories when I was with Channel 4. And I remember thinking, like, this is kind of creepy. It felt like a movie set because so many of the streets are abandoned.
A lot of them are.
And it's
a lot of homes.
And yeah. And people just left. Like you said, if you find a way if there's an opportunity that arises to get out, and especially if you have a family, you have young children, move. So I think a lot of people did do that. I'm assuming that's because I feel like East St. Louis had to have been more populated at one point and people got out. Well, North City is starting to feel like the same in some areas where I would drive through and you just have these abandoned buildings and you have windows shot out. And it's like the city can't even keep up with the number of buildings.
Well, it's,
and think about the people who invested in North City where it's not worth their while to even fix it up.
It's an economic. They're in economic handcuffs is what they're in.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the ability, the money to move, and so they have to exist in that environment. And quite frankly, the city has botched fixing the problem, so they're just in this gray area where the city's not making it any better, and they don't have the money to move. And suddenly they might end up with some federal money of some sort that might allow them to relocate. And that's a big concern right now among mm-hmm. people in city government. And you know, the Trump administration has not yet approved this, and politically there are people locally who want to act like that's a political issue. It's not. It's only been a week ago Sunday when the governor submitted the application for FEMA funding. That doesn't happen overnight, but it also shouldn't take as long as it's taken since this fire in LA.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll get it here eventually. I wonder what they'll do to streamline the process in St. Louis so that we're not just like L.A. and 6 or 8 months from now, we're not still talking about people tied up in red tape
yeah.
who can't get their properties fixed.
That's what I'm worried about. It's similar politics in St. Louis compared to California. And when you look at that database that I was talking about online where they're tracking the permitting process in L.A. County, the unincorporated area, they also have a little section for temporary housing. And it says they've received 51 applications for temporary housing and 23 units have been approved. Only 3 have been set up. So where are these people living? I mean, all these people we've talked about in North St. Louis were living in tents, living in their cars. I'm sure some of them have friends or family they can stay with. But at some point, that becomes very difficult, especially if you have a large family and you're shacking up with your, you know, relatives and they have a full house already. I mean, is this just going to be months on end because we're trying to cut through red tape in the city? The
right.
city, I mean, that should be a priority for the city, is making sure that this is not what happens here, like what's happening in California.
It should be a warning. You have to wonder if they're even aware of it.
I know. Well, I mean, go if you just Google like I did the permitting process, you'll get a headache in St. Louis.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure there's all kinds of environmental restrictions and tests that are required and everything else. That is just insane.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No doubt about it. All right, we're going to get to a quick break here. Hans von Spakovsky coming up. I mentioned we're going to talk to Joe Vaccaro a little later, former alderman who will address some of these very issues and may have some answers to what he thinks might happen with that permitting process. We'll get back in just a minute. All right, welcome back. Not sure if this is breaking news to you at this point or not. I was shocked to wake up to this morning. The Ukrainians have pulled off quite a shock on the Russians. They've gone into Siberia, 2,500 miles away from the Russia-Ukrainian border, and they've had insurgents who committed drone attacks against a bunch of their airplanes that they would use as strategic bombers in the event of some sort of a nuclear attack. And apparently, the Russian loss is estimated at $7 billion. This is coming from a Ukrainian news source, so I'm sure the Russians are denying this. They said that 34% of their strategic long-range bombers were hit in these drone attacks. And if this is all true, they're calling it the greatest intel operation in history from the perspective of the people in Ukraine. And, I mean, here they are in the middle of peace talks, and the Russians continue bombing Ukrainian cities. Their air sirens are going off in Kyiv the other day. I mean, it's just there's been no let-up. And this has got to be a huge blow to the Russians for getting hit that far away, like completely unexpected, deep inside of Russia in Siberia. They've suddenly had a bunch of their jets blown up. So I don't know. I don't know how it ends. I will say one thing. I have complete confidence in how Donald Trump will handle this. I do have confidence in how this will be handled. I don't think we can continue acting as if Vladimir Putin is not a tool, because he is. And if he is using the negotiations in Turkey as some sort of a delay tactic, we need to call him out on that. And I heard Brian Kilmeade talk a little bit about this on Friday. Lay the heat to him. But slap sanctions on every drop of oil that they produce. There are still economic ways you can punish Russia. And it may be time to start doing that. And I have no inside information on that. And I would like to think that the Trump administration's already moving in that direction. But I just don't think they can continue to. I don't want the war to continue. I know that the economic and the military class in Washington, D.C., in the Beltway, want that to keep happening because they're making money selling weapons to Ukraine, who turns around and gives us back some of the money we've sent to them to buy weapons. You see how that cycle works? Yes, we're funding them, and then they're buying the materials from the U.S. with some of that money. So the military class, the military industrial complex is perfectly happy to keep that cycle going. I'm concerned about it. Now, that story aside, we're still following what happened in Boulder, Colorado yesterday. Here's my question about that. Where were the good guys with guns? Concealed carry is legal in Colorado. But like the city of St. Louis, they have passed a bunch of local ordinances making it more difficult and restricting places where you can carry, like parks and their metro and places like we do in St. Louis. So the criminals know that. I don't know that this guy thought it through to that extent or not, but by operating in a park where he was, anybody concealed carrying there was probably at risk if they got caught of some penalty under the law in Colorado. So effectively, he was probably operating in a gun-free zone. Now, I've got a soundbite with a guy here who was a witness, and I thought it was interesting what he said. I don't know that he says it in this bite, but he's talking about the damage that he saw to the people on the ground and that he kept calling 911 and they said officers are on the way. He described the delay in reaction by like 10 minutes. Like this went on for 10 minutes before the first police arrived on the scene in Boulder. If what this guy's saying is true, listen.
And so there's some deep cuts in a bunch of these people's legs, probably an inch in diameter with, you know, blood coming out of them. Their feet were bloody. I went over to across the path to these two elderly women, probably in their 70s, maybe 80s. One was more concerned with the other than herself and just trying to get me to put water on her friend or whoever she was with. Her whole back leg up from her calf up to her butt was, again, skin kind of just falling off of their legs. This other woman had burns all over her hands, ankles, feet, elbows. They looked stunned, confused.
As you can imagine. So they're there for a peaceful walk, trying to get hostages released from Gaza. Mm-hmm. This guy starts yelling Free Palestine and throwing Molotov cocktails at them after he went on a rant. Like, apparently he was ranting and screaming at them at first. Then he started lobbing the cocktails. But wait a minute. CNN doesn't want you to jump to the conclusion that this is terrorism. We shouldn't call this a terrorist attack yet. We don't know that it's a hate crime, despite the fact that the guy was yelling Free Palestine while he was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's here illegally.
Got to do the flip test like you always say. If this was somebody calling out the LGBTQ crowd or calling out black people,
hate crime.
This would be so quickly called a hate crime. Not in this case.
No,
apparently.
Andy McCabe does not want you to jump to conclusions. Your former director of the FBI, assistant director, I should say. All right, coming up, we'll get to Hans von Spakovsky. We'll get his take on some of these court challenges to the Trump administration.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.